prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 16th February 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. Again, I'm glad you're out there. And I do sincerely mean that. And I want to thank you again for taking time to contact us, say hi to us, and hopefully we'll be in the office on Thursday and everything go right, weather permitting, even the office, folks. The western side of West Virginia and Kentucky have been hammered. They'll be without electricity for weeks, they said. They have had ice storm after ice storm, another moving in as we speak. Tomorrow night, we haven't been hit too badly where I am, but we'll see. But nonetheless, before we get to our guest tonight, which, by the way, is a surprise guest, as you know, last night we were going to have David Author on, and he was sick. Well, my guest tonight was going to be Jerry Merritt with Power of Prophecy, and his power's off in Texas. So we have James McCanny joining us in a minute to discuss a lot of things. You don't want to miss this, I promise. And I'll make mention, too, we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, folks. All I can say is if you try to get online and we're not there, you'll know it's because of the weather. It's supposed to get really cold here over the weekend, and I don't know what the road's going to be like. I have no idea. But hopefully we'll have Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time this coming Saturday, and you can join us for a little bit of prayer time, maybe a couple of songs, and then current events and Bible study. I hope you can do that. I really do. And you can call tomorrow and get the phone numbers and listen to the Bible studies. I gave them out last night, but Lisa has them now, and I have them here in the office on Thursday, Lord willing. So you can get them from us also, but don't forget you can also watch us on live stream. If you go to PastorButch.com and find live stream, if you can hook up the internet, we'll be there, like I said, Lord willing, to talk to you, share some information with you, and go from there. But we have four different phone numbers you can call in on, and I won't go through them again tonight because I won't get to our guests in a minute. But before we go to our guest, don't forget we are still offering our 90-page information pack on the Rothschild family. This information, folks, I think is very important for anybody to understand the basic concept that the Rothschilds had of controlling the money, making the laws because they control the legislators, and you'll understand this. It's 90 pages. That's a donation of $20 to ship it to your door. It's heavy. And there's a lot of stuff there I think you'll find very interesting. We're still offering a 2-for-1 special until I'm told not to on the REM sleep and the Tranquil. If you want to get on that, do it before we run out of stock. I do know that our supplier is talking about maybe not restocking REM sleep for a while because of we'll say delays in manufacturing, but we'll have it for a while as long as having the stock here. And the Mask to the Mark DVD. I think you'll find that very adequate in teaching you how we got to where we are, to how we got to the point that people will actually wear a face covering, a face diaper, if you will, because the government said to. They'll actually quit going out to eat. They'll quit going in stores. They'll stay home and sit by the TV and social distance because they were told to. Because of a scamdemic, a plandemic, and the fear of the people, we've been taken into the beast system further than ever before. Now, teaching that in on this DVD, folks, will show you how it happened. That's the best I can do is tell you about it. I can't make you buy it. I can't even, but that's all I can do. And two prayer requests tonight. One for a dear brother whose wife's name is Linda. Linda has had some heart problems. And I'm asking you to pray for Linda, please. I won't mention any names except that Linda is a lady's name. And her husband is a dear brother in Christ. So keep that Linda in mind. And also, Joe and Kelly. You've heard me mention Joe and Kelly before. They attend our fellowship, and Kelly's been going through some really tough times spiritually and even mentally over the last several months. Been in and out of hospitals. Well, she just got home today from another hospital visit. I spoke with her a couple hours ago, and she seemed like she's doing much, much better. But folks, she still needs your prayers. I'm sure Satan is not happy that she's home and doing better. I'm sure that he'll do everything in his power to get her back in his grasp and try to destroy her and Joe's lives and their witness. Please keep all these people in prayer, Joe and Kelly and Linda, please. Now, as I said, our guest today is Professor James McCanny, and this man is a marvelous guy to just chat with. He really is. He's intelligent, entertaining, and he brings the points across so clearly that even I can understand it. And it's an honor to have him tonight. James, thanks for joining us tonight on such short notice. It was a blessing by God in heaven that you were out there. Thanks for being with us tonight. I don't hear James. Is he there? I don't hear James.
Sorry. Sorry.
Hey, there I'm you sorry. Are, James. Okay.
I had my side muted. I'm sorry, I was muted. I apologize. Okay, so I'm here, Pastor.
Give him a little more volume, you. Please. I just asked Todd to turn you up right here. You go right ahead. And James, again, thanks for joining me on such short notice. I know it was off, it's kind of boom, there it was, but thank you so much. It's an honor to have you.
Well, you know, I think this is an opportunity that was meant to be because things happened to me today that I'm going to talk about on the show tonight. And I guess it wouldn't be too hard to believe that I'm Irish. Start out with that. Would you believe
that? I think we can believe that, yeah. I think we can believe that.
Yeah, my direct ancestors came from Ireland and Scotland, etc. And so anyway, I'm Irish. But here are some statistics. These are real numbers. There are 32 million Irish Americans in the United States. There are 37 Mexican Americans in the United States, and there's 42 million Black Americans, African Americans in the United States. So the Irish come in at the smallest minority group of the major minority groups in the United States. So, I'm just going to say some other things here. Isn't it interesting, if you go online and you look at Donald Trump, the president, and you look at his heritage, they only talk about his German heritage. They do not mention ever that his mother was Scottish. And I'm going to tell you something. I think that the Irish have been subtly, if you want to, there's a lot of socially acceptable terms, but pushed aside by other power groups in the United States. And I believe that I've experienced that in my own life. I was a poor kid when I was growing up. I was lucky enough to get the John Kennedy, student aid. That's where the loans and student grants first came from. But I would not have gone to college if it were not for some assistance, because my parents were poor. And there was no way. My dad, when we were young, my brother and I said, hey, there's four options, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, or the Navy. Those were your four options. And so anyway, I grew up thinking that until I got a full scholarship to go to a private college and study physics, because I was better than everybody else in math and physics. And I went on and got advanced degrees. But they don't like people like me. They don't like blue-eyed, blonde-haired, fair-skinned people from Ireland. Because you know what? They're honest. They're hardworking, and they don't take crap. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. So the people that run this show are really afraid. They were very afraid of John Kennedy. They were very afraid of Donald Trump. They're very afraid of people that come out of the of kind of nowhere that are not in these political inner circles. And if you look at now, if you look at what Biden is doing, you just go back to the old Obama hacks. And I just want to say one other thing before I start open a discussion here between the two of us. I looked up famous Irish Americans, and you know who the first one they list is? I mean, put your seatbelt on. Barack Obama.
What?
That's what I said. I looked up famous American people, and they've got, you know, everybody that you would understand in their name. They have the very first Irish-American famous person as Barack Obama. Now, excuse me, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, and everybody in between. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so
any
either.
Of his ancestors ever set foot on the fair islands of Ireland or Scotland or the Hebrides.
You know, watch what
whatever.
He said, James. People will believe it because the news media, whoever it was, said so. They'll believe it. That's the sad part. That's the sad part.
I mean, I can't even imagine that, but the very first person. But anyway, back to the narrative. I'm going to press this issue that Irish Americans, if you're talking about minorities or reparation or some group deserving recognition, it would be the Irish. Who has done more to build this country than the hardworking Irish? They came here with nothing. They didn't have slaves. They didn't market slaves. They didn't, you know, they came to this country and worked hard and built what they had and raised their families with Christian values. And you know, the Irish have, it's very interesting because on St. Patrick's Day, they don't just go in a room and celebrate and drink. They invite the whole world to be Irish with them. And and everybody loves it. For one day, everybody can be Irish. But the reality is that Irish Americans should start to become and demand recognition and demand that the people who are in charge back off.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand it. Well, I'm part Irish too. My grandma's a Tasker, and actually Paul's an Irish name. I didn't know that, so I understand where you're coming from on that. I do. And,
well,
and one time
I wrote you an email earlier. I wrote.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the Irish and the Scots were the foundation of this, at least this part of this country I live in, West Virginia. They actually were the first settlers in the state. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you listen to the music, I was just talking to some people the other day about Irish music. If you listen to the Appalachian music all the way down into Tennessee and from Virginia on down, it's Irish music. The fiddle, the dulcimer, the jig, that beat, you know, the banjo, the Smoky Mountain music, it's all based on Irish music.
Yes, I agree. You go ahead. What were you going to say?
I wrote you an email earlier today. I don't think you got it, but I said, okay. Do you have Irish heritage? Once I realized I wanted to start talking about this. But the other thing is, throughout history, the Irish have had to fight the English, and that's what we're doing here. Let's put this out exactly like it is. The English were a little upset about the American Revolution, and they got back in here. By 1871, they had already established their banks, their people in government, picking out people from society that they took over to Oxford, England to educate and bring back to the United States with the whole purpose of taking down the United States in 80 different ways, ownership of the news media, the federal banking system. You were talking in your little, discussing the Rothschilds and the lineages of the Rothschilds in the banking community and the Vatican Bank, which is the Rothschilds are the front, basically, facade of the Vatican Bank, which was taken over in the Middle Ages, if not earlier, by groups that are still entrenched there. But the whole issue here is the Irish have been fighting the English and trying to get them off their backs for decades, for hundreds of years. And that's what we're dealing with right now.
Well, you know, and folks, we didn't mean to get onto a classification of people here. That just started out that way. But we interesting to know this because, as I said, I am definitely part Irish. But now, you go ahead, and I want you to lead the conversation. Some of the things you shared today that I want you to lead on, and what you see happening, and what you see coming down the pike real soon for us, especially as us Christians. And I'm going to say Caucasian Christians. Go ahead.
Right. And that's why I started out with this. Because if you look at, you know, the smaller groups that came to this country and built this country, and now the bankers want to come in with their agenda and just take everything and put it in their own pockets. What I see, and this is going on right now with the Biden basically putting in all the old Obama hacks and just rebuilding everything that was there, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which is basically taxing the United States and allowing India and China to build as much carbon-producing, polluting energy as they want. And we pay for it, basically, with a tax on us, move that money to those countries. This is nothing more than a program to absolutely put the final nail in the coffin of the United States and all the hardworking people here.
Oh, no doubt about it. And Biden is also destroying the Food Foundation. He's squeezing out the small farmer big time doing that so that the conglomerates can take over the English farming. Folks, we're in for a rough ride ahead, but again, I don't mean to say this over and over, but the true believers in Christ, who understanding the truth behind the Mark of the Beast technology we're seeing in the mask and much more, are going to be persecuted, maybe prosecuted before Biden's out of office, because of our stand. Some of his top officials, James, are saying we need to cut the fundamentalist Christians out of society, literally cut out society. We're not allowed to speak what we believe outside the four walls of what we call the church building. This is coming to America. It's already here. And we're in for a time ahead, I do believe. It's Psalms 106, the Lord God said, because you've forgotten me and you sinned against me. We did that through apathy, not stopping the sins of this nation, murdering our children, sodomizing our sons. The church didn't do anything about it. So now he's put people over us that hate us, rule over us. This is part of his judgment. And we're seeing it happen, aren't we?
Exactly. The people have gotten lazy. And you see that in other countries. But this Marxist agenda has been executed hundreds of times before. You saw it in the Ukraine in the 1930s, but it's in Russian, it's called the Holodomor. I wrote a paper on it last February, but it was a starvation period where they came in, they destroyed the agriculture, they took the peasants off the farms, and they put basically political appointees in to run the farms, and nothing worked right. And then the people were given food cards, and that's coming down the line. It's really already here, to go into a store, to have a mask on. All of this is regimenting people to in the food crisis is coming up here. It's already here.
Yes, it is. It is. And I don't, folks, listen, we're not telling you this to try to scare you, and we don't mean to sound negative all the time, but our job is the watchman on the walls to warn you about what is coming in this country. Economic downturn is going to be huge. If they get the Great Reset through, and I know that, you know, that would you believe that even Putin himself said he doesn't want the reset? He laughed at Schwab for saying they want to bring in AI and other mechanisms to, you know, to do away with the workers in America and worldwide. Putin says he doesn't want the reset. A Russian leader sees the fallacy of this. He sees it and what it's going to do to the people of the world. That's kind of a topsy-turvy way of looking at it, but Putin said he doesn't want this. He laughed about it. So, but the Great Reset will destroy what's left of the people's ability to feed themselves. They don't want us to own anything. They want us to make just enough money to pay them rent for the apartment that they're into us, and we can follow all the rules because we'll be owned. And Amazon's is a good way of looking at that. They bus workers into their plants, one in Florida, for example, from all over the state to work different shifts and work hard at it. They bus them in on buses. Amazon is a New World Order, if you will, business that's already putting forth the idea that people should be slaves and not have any rights of their own. Just obey, follow orders, and we'll feed you.
Right. Amazon has destroyed more businesses than anybody. And, of course, during the plandemic here with the planned, who has profited more but Amazon? Because everybody goes online to order. And, of course, the first place that most people go to is Amazon. So don't order from Amazon. You can go right to the website. And a lot of times what you buy on Amazon are knockoffs. They're not the real product. So go right to the vendor. Right? All of the vendors now have web pages. They sell their products. And I would say, you know, all the listeners, if all the listeners in one day just stopped buying from Amazon, you would notice the effect. And then tell other people, hey, don't buy from Amazon. Go right to the source. And you know, even if you have to pay a little shipping, where Amazon gives free shipping, pay a little shipping. Support that local business.
Getting people to move in mass in this country is like trying to push a locomotive uphill. It's almost impossible because the people are so apathetic and so dumbed down. And I'm saying that straight up and down, just the way it is. They don't know the truth from a hole in the ground, and they don't particularly care to know the truth because if they know the truth, they feel maybe a little bit of a cannibal or something. So they'd rather keep their head in a TV set and wait for the Super Bowl, whatever, if that's been played, so I can pay the guess. I don't pay attention to things. But nonetheless, they'd rather wait for a ball game and pretend like nothing's happening while we watch the country disintegrate around us and our children's futures, James, and our grandchildren's futures being flushed down the toilet right into tyranny and total slavery under the beast system. And the masses that go to church can't see it, and they really don't care. And the proof of that is they still send their children to public schools. That's proof that they don't know what's going on, and they don't want to know. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, most of the schools are shut down, which I consider a good thing, but the only problem is then you have the online courses, which have been put together by groups of people that want to basically keep these kids isolated, put an agenda into their brains, and completely online, so the kids can't talk together. I noticed that in Florida, they're bragging about having their schools open. But it's not enough. It's not enough to simply have the schools open and the kids going there and having sports. Part of school is the contact, the intermingling of kids so that they have social
interactions.
Contact.
Interactions. That's natural for people. We need social interactions. We're basically a social being. That's our Father. That's our Creator created us. We need social interaction. We need a hug and a handshake. We need face-to-face conversations. And they're destroying that. Students are committing suicide. Right. Adults are committing suicide. Because of this scamdemic. I went to a graveside service Sunday. And a lot of people there were not wearing masks, but about half of them were. And I watched them getting out of the cars, walking across the churchyard back into the cemetery, not around anybody close, and wearing the mask. That is how far, James, we have been dumbed down and taught how to walk in fear, not faith. And these people think they're Christians. My.
Right. The whole idea of Christians is that you are a fighter. You're somebody that that defends yourself and your family, not caves to some, you know, external, you know, power. And that's been lost. The religious leaders have lost that.
Well, they have. The pastors in churches today, I doubt very seriously. And most of them, and listen, I know for a fact some of my closest friends go to a church where the pastor wears a mask and the people wear a mask in the church. And I'm amazed that they're that fearful. If their God isn't big enough to protect them from a virus, if there were such a thing as a COVID virus, he's not much of a God. They put their faith in Fauci and not Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, the real numbers, if you look at the real numbers, there are no statistics that are valid. And, you know, they talk about the case numbers. I saw a video today. I think I forwarded it to you. And a woman made a discovery that in 2009, the Center for Disease Control changed the definition of pandemic. Originally, it was that a lot of people were dying from a disease that was contagious. They changed it to be that, to just simply say that because of a number of cases, it would be considered an emergency. In other words, it could be decided by politicians that because people had a case counts, in other words, they were believed to have some disease, then they could call that an emergency, and that's why it was done. So they changed the definition of pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Then they introduced the fake test. And isn't it amazing that with the this brand new virus that nobody had ever seen before, allegedly, all of a sudden they magically came out with a single test to test for it, and it was a test, it was an old test, 30 years old, but they only allowed one company to make the test unit. And now we're finding out that they have small nanoparticles on the test itself, mm-hmm. and they put it up in your nose. They could put it just under your tongue and get a sample. Your mouth has all the bacteria and all the viruses, everything in your body is in your mouth. So they don't have to go way up in your nose to get a sample. That's ridiculous. In fact, it's a dry spot up there where they go and touch. And so everything they do is, it was planned. And they, the test itself is part of the issue. They, who knows what's on that swab when they stick it up your nose?
Well, and you know, and Fauci himself said the tests were too sensitive. Fauci said this. And of course, then Fauci came out, the mask isn't necessary, then the mask isn't necessary. Then he said two masks are necessary. Now he's talking about three masks. And guess what the latest one is, James? They want you to put pantyhose over your head. I'm dead serious, folks. Pantyhose. Back at the break, if you want to call and talk to us, share your thoughts, you're welcome to. Next half hour, anytime, 844-769-2944. I always want a pair of pantyhose wearing my head. I always did. It's amazing people will fall for it.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, you're back again. We're talking to James McCanney. And, James, I want you very quick to give them how they can contact you. Give me your website and anything you want to tell them about very quickly here. Go ahead.
The website is seven letters, jmccsci.com. So go there, and all of my information is there, jmccsci.com. Short for J. McCanney Science, but just the first four letters, JMCC, and then the first three letters of science, SCI. So seven letters total, JMCCSCI.com.
Gotcha. Okay. And folks, again, we're talking about a lot of different things tonight. We'll get the phone call in just a minute, and you can call it 844-769-2944. And we're just trying to set together a picture for you. It's time, as we as believers, even though we're scattered all over the world, actually, and the evolutionists, and I mean, I want to say hi to Blue, by the way, in France, who's sent us donations. And thank you very much, sweetheart, for doing that. We appreciate that. And thank you for those around the world that have sent donations and listen to the broadcast. It's such an honor to have you there. And I do mean that. But we are, if we're born again believers, we need to unify in Christ and pray as a united body that the Lord give us strength, courage, faith, and a commitment to Him to expose evil and to show what's happening in the world, not to frighten people, but to warn the people. We're not here tonight to try to frighten you. That isn't what we're here to do at all. We're here to show you a pattern of what's happening in the world. And it is part of God's judgment, folks. Read Psalms 106, the last 10 or 15 verses. You'll find out what I'm talking about. It's part of His judgment upon a wicked nation. And America, the once light on the hill that everybody wanted to get to because we had the highest standard of living, we had the most peaceful society, the most organized society, we had everything going for us until we threw it in the trash can, turning back on God. And now we're seeing all this insanity come upon us. We're seeing now storms. And by the way, 73% of James in the United States was covered in snow. That's a record. 73% is covered in snow.
Oh, really?
A record, all-time record. Now, think about that. And already having huge tornadoes in Georgia and North Carolina. I'm talking about E4 tornadoes already. It's only February. And storms are hitting all the country. Ice storms cut down to Texas. My guest tonight was supposed to be Jerry Merritt with Power Prophecy, and he has no electricity. And now they're talking about doing rolling blackouts in Texas because they can't keep all the power on all the time. They're going to do rolling blackouts. Folks, we talked about this years ago. This is going to happen cross country. Rolling blackouts. Today you'll have power for 6 hours. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to cut it off and try to, we'll say, keep the grid together and move somebody else for a little bit that time that day and cut you off so somebody else can have electricity. This is now America. The once the wealthiest, most prosperous nation on earth can't even produce its own electricity, much less grow our own food. Go ahead, James.
Well, this is, I wrote about this in 2009. I published a book called McKenney Wing Generator World Energy Project. And I wrote a special addendum in there called The Myth of Alternative Energy. And I explained in there, because I had, as a scientist engineer, I realized that solar panels and three-blade wind turbines will not work. And that exactly what we're seeing today was going to happen. But then here's the extension of that. And everybody's jumping on this and biting the hook. What they're saying is, oh, we got to go back to that really good central power electricity. And so they put out a design of alternative energy that was guaranteed not to work. It was planned obsolescence, planned failure. And when it failed, then, doggone it, we got to go back to that good General Electric Central Power Company electricity. That's what's going on. And I heard, for example, Tucker Carlson the other night. I thought he was smarter than that. He bit the hook, line, and sinker. And he had a guest on saying, oh, we got to get back to this good electric power from coal. And that there is a reason for that. But the whole scam started over 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago, when they introduced these technologies that would not work. So now you have Biden, who wants to put billions, trillions of dollars into technologies that won't work. And the end result will be more of the same: power outages, no electricity, and so on.
Well, you know, and folks, this actually happened. The wind turbines froze up. The wind turbines cannot produce electricity because they froze up. They literally froze up. Hey, this doesn't happen very often. And I think up to 300 cities had record lows already. 300 different locations in the country had record lows. So these are, in my mind, absolute proof that global warming just ain't working. At least not in my part of the country. And Al Gore, I think, maybe is a little bit full of hot air. But it's also proof in my mind that America is being judged. Well, you say, preacher, they're producing the weather. I'm not doubting that. I taught in Bibles in churches in the 90s until they kicked me out that man controlled the weather. I showed them the proof of it and how this would be part of God's judgment. You know, the church didn't want to hear that, James. They actually asked me to leave. Not for that just one issue, but that's part of it. I was trying to show them how the prophecy was coming together, man controlling weather and God using for their judgment, and the church didn't like that. Now, when you think they want to know this to see how the end times going to come about, when you think they want to know this?
Well, you would think that they'd want to inform people about what's really going on behind the scenes. You know, and all of these things are at work. The lack of where the people of the United States have lost their direction. You know, they keep looking for leadership in political agendas. And you're not going to, I guess here's the bottom line. Government is not going to solve your problem. They're going to create your
problem.
They
are the problem, yes.
They are the problem. And, you know, people are going, well, the 2022 election or 2024 election, whatever. Hey, let me tell you something. It's all over. If you're looking for government to solve your problem and you're willing to wait 4 more years, there's not going to be anything left in 4 years.
And you're telling the truth, and I want to say one more thing here. Even if we could find some people that might work in our for our betterment in government, we just had the biggest fraud and a vote fraud in the history of the country. Why do we think in 2 years you're not going to do it again?
Well, of course, yeah. Do you think that we're going to come back and have a fair election? We're never going to ever have a fair election ever again. So, get that under your belt. And people that are talking about, maybe Pompeo could be president or reforming the GOP. Don't even think about it. It isn't going to happen.
No, it's not.
It is not going to happen.
It can't happen. It's too late for that now. It's just the way it is. And we're seeing so many things unfold before us now in chaos and in this country and confusion, mass confusion. You know, Deuteronomy 28:28, the Lord God said, I'll smite them with madness and astonishment of the heart, which means confusion. We're seeing confusion. Everyone has a different answer. And the ones who are trying to tell the truth are being drowned out by those by the mass media who lie to us. And we choose to believe ABC and CNN and Fox over scientists to tell us all this is called for a purpose, and America is being under judgment, and the pastors aren't saying that because they don't want to scare people. They're waiting for the rapture, so they're not going to bring that out. This is America today, James. And again, we are seeing things that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we wouldn't have thought possible. A whole world shut down over a fake virus. People scared to death and wearing face coverings because they're afraid of a virus. My gosh, James, how did this happen? And legal homosexual marriage? And how did this all happen on our watch, so to speak?
Well, one little piece at a time.
Yes.
One little piece, and it just kept going. And making people feel guilty. See, and this, the other thing that happened is they put this into the schools. So now you have a generation of anybody that's 30 years and under have been programmed in a school system that basically did just that, programmed them.
Yes,
and so,
absolutely.
And I'll tell you something. They knew that they weren't going to be able to change you and me. So they're just waiting until we move along, except we're not moving along. You are still here. I'm still here. And, the real people that are the forces in this country still are our age, you know. And, you know, the problem is taking this younger generation that's been totally distorted in their belief and their thought process and turning that around. But the COVID thing might be the issue that does turn it around, because now parents have their kids at home. They're able to deal with them because before they send them off to school thinking, oh, they're being educated. Yeah, they're being educated all right, but not with anything that you're going to recognize.
Very true. Very true. And I pray that the parents, and I say this very humbly, and I pray that I'm wrong, but I'm afraid that most parents are not capable, because they were taught out of the public school system also, not only on education, but morals and virtues were robbed from them also. Now they're in charge of raising their children. And I can tell you personal experience of people that I know who really are not fit to be parents at all. But the children have turned out probably worse than they are now as adults. Let's go to the phone line before we run out of time. Let's go first to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
You were talking about food and not being able to grow your own food. Well, I just read today that they estimate we've lost 43% of the winter wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to keep in mind that all this snow we've got is going to melt.
Yes.
And that'll mean floods again, ice dams, destruction like we had maybe even back in 97 when we had major destruction along the Mississippi.
Yeah,
that was,
I remember
what,
that.
New Orleans? Yep.
Yeah,
New Orleans.
I remember that.
Yeah. All of this is going to melt. We actually got up to a minus one or 1 degree today.
Wow, y'all got hot,
only
didn't
minus
you?
Seven. We had heat waves.
About 10 more degrees.
Minus 20 to 1 degree. We had a heat wave.
Well, 10 more degrees, you can go swimming. But anyway, yeah, it got in the 20s here today, so it's pretty cold for us here, too. But nonetheless, yeah, the foundation that we once built on, starting with Jesus Christ, of course, but the foundation of morals and values have been destroyed. Without that, we can't govern ourselves. We can't take care of ourselves. And our Father in heaven, our Creator, knew that. And now you just let what we sown, we're reaping what we sown, aren't we, James?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the river returning. It's the being paid back for what you invest. People have forgotten how to work, and what I suggest people to do is to, for example, I think today would be a good time to start a restaurant. Because existing restaurants are going to have a very hard time getting supplies and getting their restaurant, the way it was organized with their supply chains and everything, putting that back together. But if somebody started a new restaurant, now you could build up maybe with one or two products, one or two plates of food, and then grow and build that supply chain again. Or that's just an example.
And thought about that.
The we'd have to be able to get the supplies, though. If the existing ones can't get them, the new ones wouldn't be able to get them.
Well, he's saying they just have lesser menu, a smaller menu, and just the ones what you can get. Start with that and build from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might be an idea. Jan, thanks, Carl. Got jumped, but thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go next to Chris in Oregon. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. When I dialed in, I thought the subject was about COVID, but it has now switched to the weather.
That's
okay.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Man controlled the weather?
Yes, man's been messing with the weather for at least since the 50s.
God will protect you from the COVID disease?
He will or won't?
I thought you said he will.
He will and he can, if it be his will. But see, I'm not walking in fear. If I die today, it's by God's will. If I live tomorrow, it's his will. I just don't...
That's just fine for you. That's just fine for you. But you're talking about that masks have no effect against...
They have no effect.
Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, sir. Scientists has proven that masks have no effect at all. Now,
what scientists would that be?
Oh, my gosh. Go to my website. Go to PastorBush.com and look under COVID hoax. You'll see many, many scientists here who've written about this. Please check it out. You still there? I think I made him mad. Poor guy. I'll pass you a pacifier soon, Chris. That's so sad. He don't even stay in line and give me an answer. But anyway, I guess I'm just mean, James.
I guess so.
I mean, you know, I was getting the answer and he hung up. But see, that's what's happened. People are afraid of the truth. PastorButch.com, go into COVID hoax or health news and look at the scientists who say this is all is a hoax. Not the virus necessarily a hoax. I'm not sure it's even real. But even other places are saying that numbers for death count is actually, or the count of COVID is exaggerated by 1,600% or more. Chris, check it out. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. Then you can call back and tell me, hey, you was wrong. Anyway, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Sure.
Yes, sir. I think, okay, I mean, you know, I hate to make people angry. I don't do this to make people angry, Mick.
Hey,
but I have to tell
the truth.
I mean, and check it out for yourself. And if he actually looking for the truth, if he's really looking for the truth, he's going to find it. He's going to call and say back, Pastor Butch, you were right. And I that's nothing wrong with that. I doubt it too, but I've been wrong myself many times and I'm not afraid to admit it. But with this, I'm right. And check it out, please, Chris. Don't take our word for it. Your life, your soul could depend on how you follow this. Your very soul can depend on this.
Butch.
Go ahead, Mick.
It's so like stupid is as stupid does.
Well, I don't think he's stupid. I think he's like the masses. They don't know. No one's ever told him. And it's probably the first time Chris has heard this. Chris has never probably heard this before. That's why he's so shocked. Do you think so, James?
Well, what happens is people hear something over and over again, and then they believe it. And then when you challenge them, they get angry. And
that's what they're
seeing.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Mick, go ahead.
Oh, hey, about this, let's start with old doofus. You understand who I just said?
Okay.
Obama, where he said he was related to Obama.
I'm sorry. Related to Obama. Who?
Kenny? I think you said that. I'm not sure about
it. People are saying Obama was the first how would that go again, James? Repeat that for Mick.
If you look up famous Irish Americans, they have Barack Obama, first person they show, with his big smiling
famous
face.
Famous Irishman.
Hey, Obama, he ain't black. He ain't Anglo-Saxon.
He's certainly not Irish.
He's not Irish. He's not Irish. I can tell you that. I don't know either. But the one thing I can tell you that is he is not Irish. Neither him nor any of his ancestors stepped foot on the the fair green isle of Ireland.
No, guaranteed it is. None of them.
See, but you know, your shot.
Well, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And but people will believe
no
it if they read it.
Monkeys in the family.
Yeah, yeah, I hear
not,
you.
I'm not trying to be rude, but what the heck? But Ann Gunham did not give birth to that thing. I'm not sure. It might be a Rothschild, knowing how verbose they are.
Well, you know, you never know because these people are brought up for a reason. And Biden was brought up for a reason. A man can't even tie his own shoes probably now, sad to say. But nonetheless, he's put in for a reason. Well, yeah, and that's really a sad thing to have to say. But, you know, James, Biden is truly, and this I can say this, he's truly the first real puppet in the White House. That's all he can be.
Well, his first day, he signed, 45 documents?
Yes.
None of which he even knew what it was.
Oh, he said so. It's caught on video. He says, I have no idea what I'm signing. That's on video. You can find that online. Biden said, I have no idea what I'm signing.
that's your president signing papers. He has no clue. And so who sat down and wrote all of this up for him to sign? You know, so he's just, a puppet president.
Yep,
signing papers, signing documents, and he has no clue what it is.
It's so sad. Anything else,
Mayor? I'm going to use the word Bush. I'm going to use the word here. It fits Biden. Oh, and Dejo.
What is it?
It means a person whose horse is rear end, but they have their head stuck up their rear end.
Okay. All right, Mick. Thanks for calling. I always give the opinion pretty straightforward. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And, folks, if you want to call and talk to us, we got another one right now, but let's go to George in New Hampshire. George, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hey, George.
Hi, Dr. McCanny. I just wanted to say that I heard a blip today on the news about some congressman came out and he wanted to tear down five major dams out in the west and the northwest, and he was saying over supposedly to help out some salmon species. But I know for a fact that I think in the last couple of decades they've gotten rid of something like maybe 20 plus dams across the United States that were built like in the 60s and the 50s generate a lot of electrical power. So it's almost like they're basically creating they're creating the very shortage that, they're predicting is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. James, that's a good point.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is created.
Yeah. Dr. McCanny, I was just going to ask you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, James.
Go ahead. No, you're
okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the entire...
okay, James, you go ahead.
The entire energy problem we're seeing is created. It's not just due to three-blade wind turbines. That's a big factor, but I'll talk about that. Ask your question, and then I'll...
Go ahead. We've got about five minutes left. Go ahead. Go ahead, George.
I was just going to say, Dr. McCanny, if you could address, you came up with an award-winning... electrical system that could be used remotely, and I just thought if you could address that because that could solve a lot of problems in the world to come.
Yes. We got about 5 minutes left.
All right, I'll sign off on this. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, George.
Just say,
thanks, question.
Maybe Barack Obama was one of the Black Irish, right? I couldn't resist.
What can I say?
No.
What can I say? Good call.
Please.
Thank you, George. Go ahead, James.
Well, first of all, the entire electric mess that we're seeing has been manufactured.
And by the way,
We have electric power companies that are private companies. It used to be public utilities, and the government had public utility commissions that oversaw, so they didn't rip off the public. They disbanded all of that for telecommunications, for the airlines, for the electricity and for all of the public services, for water, et cetera. So now you have private companies running this for profit, just like the hospitals. The American Medical Association and the hospitals all became private. So anyway, I have a patent on it. It's called the JMCC wing generator, and it's a device that will generate our electricity from the wind. And there's a whole rollout for this so that we actually produce far more energy than we can use, and then we just tune it down, and then we can also use a little bit of natural gas to top it off if it's necessary. But we have enough wind in the United States. It's just that what they built, let me give you an example, a great example. Take those three blades from that stupid three-blade wind turbine, and the reason they can't turn with all the ice on them is because they have a motor inside that makes them start, and the motor can't turn those big blades when they're full of snow. But anyway, yeah, there is a solution. It's out there, but nobody wants to. Nobody wants a real solution. The whole idea is to have the power out. That's what they want. They don't want solutions. They don't want real solutions. And just like the food industry, where they're destroying the supply chain, they would destroy dams. That would be one of the cleanest forms of energy, is a dam. They're very destructive when you build them, and they take up a lot of real estate. But once they're built, they're the cleanest form of energy. Look at the Hoover Dam, built in the 1930s, still producing electricity, a very major installation. But hydropower will not solve our problems. And so when I developed the wing generator, my one main goal was to solve the world energy problem. But also, we use too much energy. We just use far too much energy, petroleum and electricity, etc. So there's a lot of problems. And once again, government is created this problem. They're not going to solve it because they're a bunch of idiots that wear suits. They don't know anything. I mean, these people in government, they don't know anything. So how are they going to solve? They can't solve, you know, you talk about public medicine, or you talk about, you know, managing COVID crisis. They're incompetent. They cannot manage any of this. So stop worrying about politics. Start taking care of yourself. I just tell people, just start taking care of yourself. I know a lot of people that are moving out of cities, buying a piece of property in the country, and they're just going, no more.
All right. James, I'm sorry out of time, but God bless you, my friend, and thanks for being here, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. And folks, tomorrow night we're going to have with us Jenny Jackson. Just start an organization up. If they're threatening to fire you from taking a vaccine, they're there to help you keep your job. We'll see you there tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.